This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Good evening. Folks could be listening to this particular program at any time. It's hard to know when you're all tuning in, but we appreciate you very much. We are live on the radio between 9 and 11 a.m. Central every weekday on 550K Fire, 970 WDAY, 93.1 FM, AM 1100 The Flag. The patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO, 1090, Tioga, North Dakota, oil capital of North Dakota, right in that beautiful northwest corner there with Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, Crosby. I could go on and on and on. And KLTC. KLTC is actually one of the stations that shifts us through the afternoon, so you hear that in the afternoon. And on a number of the stations, AM 1100 The Flag, 550K Fire, the morning and the evening. That's right. A lot of folks listen to us at night. We appreciate your support. Off the charts listenership. It's incredible. And we thank you for it very much. We do. That's sincere. That isn't just happy talk. That is the real deal. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd DeRadio God Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Kevin Flynn is here.
Yo.
Daniel's manning the phones. Our producer, Chris Larson. And, of course, you can catch all these little tidbits from the show on our social media, the What's On Your Mind radio Twitter feed. We got to switch to Parler. Or at least add Parler, huh? I started to one day, and then I don't know what happened. I'm like, yeah.
Remember not long ago we all thought, okay, we're done creating new social media platforms. But given how they don't, you know, they think they want to sway things the way they want to sway them, I think we have no choice.
Well, no question about it.
And how about MeWe? Really, are we going to get on that, too?
What is that?
That's another, you know, social media platform.
MeWe?
Yep. M-E-W-E.
Hmm. Yeah, I heard of that one.
I hear about these from our listeners, foremost. And I've had people that I dare say I could use the term scold, scold me for not yet being on Parler. I started to one day, and then I don't know, they have some strange password requirement that befuddled me because I stopped and I haven't come back to it. But I will, and I want to, and I understand it's an incredible exchange. Basically, Jim the Flagpole guy was telling me about it at breakfast this morning, actually. He was saying that, you know, it's just a constant stream of, you know, of things that are happening and sharing. It's not like, you know, show me your kitty. It's not like, you know, isn't this a great meal? It's none of that. It's just, you know, information, political, about what's going on. So it's a great resource just to zone in on
the trolls end up on it.
That particular thing. Yeah, they have some thing, though, I forget. It's Dan Bongino's deal where they take a copy of your, you shoot them a copy of your driver's license. And this is a way of getting certified or whatever, and then you can't be bounced off once they know you are who you say you are. And they, you know, so if they don't police things. They don't say, oh, you can say that, you can't say that. It's just you got to be who you are, right? You can't be a bot or something like that. So
right.
I kind of like that. So anyway, I promise I'll do it. I'll do it today. We'll get to it. I want to do this. I want to get to the phones and your calls and your comments as quick as possible here related to the most important conversation on the planet Earth right now, and that would be the integrity of the voting system.
We're not done.
We're not done fighting this. We're not done. We must continue. Can somebody explain to me why Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell would say do not vote in the upcoming Georgia election? I think it has to do with the fact that unless they shut off, don't use, block out the Dominion software system, they're basically saying, okay, Georgia and Republican governor, if you want to allow the same system that brought all this fraud in the presidential election in the Senate race, Republicans shouldn't participate. But, of course, that's a little, I don't know what I think of that. I mean, I get the sentiment that you wouldn't want to. On the other hand, if you're telling Republicans not to vote and the Democrats win, you know, we've lost a lot of what we love about America because the Biden agenda that he's told us about, this isn't anything I'm presuming, just what he's promised, will be implemented sooner. So I don't know what that's all about, but it's a little bit disconcerting to me. My main focus remains the vote, getting it right, the testimony we hear yesterday in Michigan again. Wow, 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 wow. Incredible. We're going to play a lot of that for you today. And we also have Jim the Flagpole Guy checking in. What a patriot. Have you bought one of those Farmatech flagpoles? No, he has a new one that allows you to put a flag on, not just a little banner or whatever. But we'll find out from him. And then the folks from Project Veritas will be here, give us an update on just how corrupt CNN is. Folks, I don't know about you, but I connect the corrupt media to this whole problem.
Oh, no question.
They are the reason it happened. They're not watchdogs. They aren't what the Fifth Estate is supposed to be. Fifth Estate?
Yeah. Hugh Hewitt was talking about the same exact thing coming in this morning.
Yeah, I mean, they have the protections they have.
That's voter suppression at the highest level.
Because they dig. They get into this. But you find out firsthand from this Project Veritas, little, I don't know what you call that, but it's hilarious.
A little undercover sting.
There you go.
A little stingy sting.
But it's not very undercover. Somebody said, hey, you know, this place is a joke. Here's the number if you want to hear it for yourself. And, you know,
he did
2 weeks worth. Oh, it's just priceless. So we'll hear more about that today on the program. OK,
is that surprising to you, though, really?
Not really. No. Now, to weigh in on the program, here's what we ask you to do. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text us. 701-367-2054 for me. 367-2054 for me. Todd's at 226-8503. Love your emails. Love those emails. Keep them coming. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like, you can do me direct, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. I don't say those a lot because it gets so darn busy here with the everything we're juggling and all the calls coming in that I hope you have them in your speed dial and you got them right there ready to text us at any time. Snail mail's always welcome. 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota. Or 3550 East Rosser in Bismarck. Either one of us. I love it when Todd says, hey, you got some mail, dude. You got some mail. You better stop on by here. And he throws it at me out in the parking lot. So I can't be within, what is it, 100 feet of you? I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Before I get into the news of the day that we've been spending a lot of time on, though, today, I do want to say one quick thing about the two UND hockey players, Jasper Weatherby and Bernard Docker, that took a knee last night before the first UND hockey game of the year, which, by the way, they won. Thank you very much. I'm sure you were listening on 7:10 a.m. and jumping up and down and having a grand old time as I was. Tim Hennessy on the call. Fabulous. Some people called about this yesterday, and I have some new information since they called that I wanted to share. And number one, the NCAA has a rule that you cannot in any way impede a player on an NCAA team from doing this. In other words, a coach can't go in and say, hey, you sure you want to do this? Why would you want to do this? You're going to reflect badly on the whole team. You're going to have Boosters upset. It's going to cost the school probably some funding. It just reflects badly on us, right? NCAA. So you want to be mad at anybody, it's the NCAA. Now, Jasper Weatherby does have a family member, stepbrother, that is the black, has seen some horrific things. And so this is why he has chosen to take up the cause. Here's my deal. They're kids. They're kids. Colin Kaepernick is not a kid. None of those folks in the NFL, NBA, anything, they're not kids, right? This is a college kid. This is a kid, okay? And he feels strongly about it. The NCAA says he can do it. And most importantly, I think, the fact that this was just today. This isn't an ongoing thing. This isn't a platform they're going to use. They've done a lot of things quietly, like get minority kids to games and whatnot. I'd love to have a conversation with Weatherby, with Bernard Doctor, and say, you know, help me understand a few things here. Let's look at black-on-black crime compared to, for you know, lynchings back in the 1800s. I mean, isn't the real problem black-on-black? There's you know, but you know what? The kids. They're kids. And the NCAA says you got to let them do it. So don't take it out on the team.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Here's Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins & Kronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Kronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins & Kronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Kronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, and I'd love to invite you to lunch today. Let's have a little lunch. How about a meatball dinner in Harwood, okay? How about pulled pork and a French dip sandwich in Valley City? We could meet up for a taco skillet at 12th Avenue North. I-29. Country Fried Steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA. Buy any fountain any size fountain pop today for 79 cents, too. And don't forget the 2-for-2 salted nut rolls. PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Texter says, yes, these are young men. Not quite kids, as you describe them. Kneeling for the national anthem is nothing but a stunt, a chicken liver stunt. They didn't wait to kneel at a packed Ingolstadt Arena. You and I both know the response they would have heard in a full house at the Ralph. They knelt with no fans in the stands and now put the UND hockey program, coaching staff, and teammates in a rotten position. Cowards. They know they are protected by the NCAA's poor decision to allow this to happen. Pretty easy to cross the line when you can't be disciplined. Go to the VFW in a small town full of 70-plus-year-old men and try and pull a stunt like this. I don't disagree with most of what you said right there. On the other hand, what's the remedy here, right? First of all, I think it was a gesture to say we're going to be doing this at the first game. We know there's no crowd there to be true to what we want, but we're going to give doing this all year or doing any kind of... So I see that a little bit differently. I also have the benefit of considering Brad Berry one of my best friends on the planet Earth, and I know his character. I know how much he loves this country. I know how much he stands up for what's right, the moral values, the lessons he gives these kids is pretty incredible. And short of saying, you're gone, toss you, later, goodbye, and then having an uproar, I don't know what you want to happen. I don't know what the remedy is. There's going to be people disagree with my position on it. I get it. I'm not for kneeling the national anthem. Anybody knows that. I'm not. I see what's going on within the university system. I see what's going on within the NCAA. They're not about to ban it. They love it. They love it. And they certainly handled the situation with the volleyball players a little differently as well. But again, the NCAA has intervened here, see? So I'm going to blame them. Honestly, this is uncharacteristic for me, but because I just think so much of the people involved here around this program, and its history and knowing personally what they stand for, I'm going to consider this one and done and put it in the rearview mirror and understand why. I don't think anything else, because I don't know what we could have done differently, given what the NCAA does. All right, TC wants to talk media, and we got Lynn Wood talking at a rally in Georgia. Is that right? All right, Lynn Wood, the super attorney. He loves these rallies now all of a sudden. His lawyer, he's normally, you know, kind of a quiet lawyer in the background, super smart. Got Richard Jewell off, got the Covington kids some cash from CNN for the smear job they did on them. And he's been in a couple rallies lately, and the crowd is just going crazy over what he is delivering. But he is the lawyer behind this. Georgia is ground zero because of the Senate race coming up and the things they found there. Let's listen in a little bit of this.
He's introducing some of the people that have been testifying, and but what gets me on this, Scotty, is the amount of people that are there. And this is in Atlanta at a press conference he and Sidney Powell are having right now.
You said,
I will monitor this. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Just monitor that, and we'll do that. Here's, you know, the folks, you know what these witnesses have been through? Let me play you a clip from a woman who testified again yesterday, and she was answering questions this time from the legislators. And look, the legislators got to ask questions, right? What about this? How about that? When did this happen? She just finally had a snootful of it. She just was done with it. And look, the woman is an IT professional. She's in all kinds of threats, and she talks about that, and they're giving her a grief. You know, just please, listen to this. I think you'll, Kim, can you turn me up here?
You're good to go.
We're first going to hear from a gentleman that is... Would you just play it from Slack for me? Because it's not playing from here.
Oh, sure. Give me
this. Matt Hall is who you hear first. He's a state... Might be the chairman of this committee that's hearing them. Ask her a question and a few of her answers. We'll play that here.
many years.
He's been fighting for America. I'm still on my other deal. I'm sorry.
And he's
going to get this off, and then we'll go to there, and we'll play this one. Here we go.
It's going to do what we say tonight. And might I add, I was a U.S. Taxpayer Party of Michigan candidate at that time, sir. I observed stations where election workers were working on scanned ballots that had issues that needed to be manually corrected. I believe some of these workers were changing votes that had been cast for Donald Trump other than Republican candidates. I observed ballots with cursive writing notes at the top right-hand corner. I observed a lot of them. Let's say a count, maybe about 100 of them or more. I also observed these ballots did not have ballot codes on them. The one, you know, you tear at the top, no ballot code numbers. At approximately 4:03 a.m., a poll worker announced, 50 boxes of ballots coming in. Election workers loudly cheered, woo! Why? Did they know that they were for Biden? Was it a Biden dump? We don't know, huh? About 4:50 a.m., I witnessed a man spraying a chemical inside the ballot. It could have been air, but I also saw him put whiteout tape up inside of there, and he was walking around with this whiteout tape during the whole night. I have witnesses. If you need to call on them, their name is Cheryl Constantino, Linda Sawyer, Judy Jump, Debbie Swall, and Marlene Venser, including myself, Articia Bomber.
I want to go to church with that lady.
This is, we talked about her yesterday. We got a chance to play the clip, so I wanted to play it today. I mean, listen to that. Listen to the passion in her voice. Listen to the detail of what she's talking about, what happened. How do you doubt that? And by the way, the witnesses were Kevin Flynn, Leah Backstrom,
Yeah. How do you not hear that?
One after another. The one I was talking about is a little different than that one, but I'll play that in a moment. First, let's go to TC. TC's in Fargo. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I heard you made a comment about the media. Yeah, I've been saying that all along, and you know, that's what Trump got into so much trouble for when he said the media is the enemy. And, you know, I expect politicians to do what they do, but, you know, it's the media that's supposed to be looking out for us. And I don't know how that will ever get changed. I've got some of my own ideas, but, it's the media is a terrible thing right now.
Well, I think how it gets changed is the following. One, you expose it, right? And that's what Donald Trump has done. And I remember early on being just like, I mean, am I having an out-of-body experience here watching him call these people out? You know, that's fake news.
What he did
was exactly, you know, he probably to be expected, but it provoked a reaction from them to go even further against him and cook their own goose. So I think once they're exposed, as he's done, then you start saying, I'm not doing Twitter, I'm doing Parler. Then you start saying, I'm not doing Fox News because they don't even get it right anymore. I'm going to go over to Newsmax. I mean, the consumer will start doing it, and they'll die.
Well, yeah, that may be true, but, you know, there's big money that's supporting them despite their, low ratings, people watching them. They don't care if people aren't watching them. They're still on the air. They still have their people. They still get their sound bites out.
That's true, TC. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege during his 46-minute speech Wednesday. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. Six people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the, listen to this post.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
That's the last song you're going to hear on this program that isn't Christmas music. Now Till Christmas.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
We're going to pull a plug at it? We're going to go?
It's time.
Let's go.
Sometimes we make it right after Thanksgiving. We didn't this year, but we, look, Christmas is... I like people who say, well, Christmas is canceled. Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Hello?
No.
Hello? You can't cancel Christmas. There's no canceling Christmas. Christmas is what makes the world go round. Hello? Yikes.
All right. You got it.
So we have to participate and remind people of that, and we shall.
Amen.
Action Movers is one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. If you or somebody you know is moving, tell them they could move for free. Because you need a realtor to move, right? So if you need a realtor to find you that home where you're moving or sell your home where you're at, move with Action Movers. Go to the website of Action Movers, aaactionmovers.com or actionmovers.com with two A's. Fill out the easy online form. Local realtor calls you within 24 hours. You sell your home, you buy a new home, you get $5 in cash for every $1,000 in value of your home. For the purchase, for the sale. And then you move with Action Movers. Why wouldn't you do that? Anybody you know, tell them about that. Action Movers, write down this number, 701-566-5532. Lynn Wood is having a grand old time, the attorney in Georgia. You know, can I tell you a story, guys?
Yeah. Always.
I'm a kind of person that picks up coins. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I see a penny, I pick it up and I say...
All day long, have good luck?
No, I say, in God we trust.
Okay.
Because that's what it says right there on the card. All right? So if I pick up a quarter, I say, in God we trust 25 times.
Oh, my.
Okay?
Okay.
So a quarter caught my eye this morning. It's all shiny, kind of cool. I'll put it in my pocket. Have that, bring that along for the day. I went to breakfast this morning with Jim the Flagpole guy. Hop out of my car a little before 7 a.m., and, I mean, boom, as soon as I opened the door, before I even stepped out of the vehicle, I noticed the shiniest quarter ever on the yellow strip. Guess what? It's a Georgia quarter.
It's a sign.
Well, I'm like, oh, baby, Georgia's the ticket. Georgia's going to get it done for us. And you know what? Then I hear this crowd this morning at this rally, and I think they're right.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I think Columbus Crowd is unbelievable. And you know what? It makes me want to get in a plane and go to Georgia. Listen to Lynn Wood talk about how they're going to fight.
This is when he brought Sidney Powell out and they were talking about General Flynn.
Fight like a Flynn. And when we do, and we will, we'll fight like a Flynn. And we're going to make America great again. We're going to send a message. We're going to send a message from Wills Park in Alpharetta, Georgia, to the state capitol in the Golden Dome of Georgia, to the tin roof of the governor's mansion of Georgia. We're going to send them a message. And the message is this. It's 1776 in America again. And you're not going to take our freedom. We're going to fight for our liberty. We're going to send that message from Wills Park today, and we're going to send it all the way over to Beijing, China. We're not going to let you take our country over. Never going to happen on our watch.
Listen to this crowd.
This is America. You picked a fight with the wrong people.
Amen to that.
Listen, listen to what they're chanting.
USA! 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 USA!
That is so awesome. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
Coming
wow,
out
wow.
of the woodwork. That's great to see.
Incredible. Is this still going on live?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's ended now, but they've got the replay up now, too, of it. But it's unbelievable.
We'll find some more of the cuts from it as we go throughout today. But Lynn Wood's an attorney. Lynn Wood is a very, 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 very good attorney. He's in Atlanta, so he's known there. But, I mean, it's not like he's the kind of guy who gets up at a rally and says, you know, we're going to fight like it's 1776 again.
Huh. Now he's laying into Governor Kemp down there.
You hear me while you hide in your closet. And you hear us. You hear the people, Brad Raffensperger.
That's the Secretary of State down there.
And I want Lieutenant Governor Jeffrey Duncan to hear it, too. And the guy that's making a ton of money, Gabriel Sterling. You listen up, Gabriel. You're not going to sell our votes to China. We're not going to vote on your damn machines made in China. We're going to vote on machines made in the USA.
I think we need an Operation Warp Speed for voting machines now.
All right, man.
And again, I mentioned this top of the show, but there is a kerfuffle happening right now because Sidney Powell and this fellow, Lynn Wood, the two super attorneys at the top of this deal, are saying, do not vote. If they're going to use these Dominion machines and they won't back off, then don't vote. And they're telling conservatives that, which would mean at a time when the president's coming down there to say vote for Perdue and Loeffler, they're not there. So I don't know what's going to be happening there, but this is amazing. Okay, I promised more of the witness testimony from yesterday, and I want you to understand, folks, what these witnesses are going through. Okay? So, you know, you may think, oh, I went to vote and I was a poll watcher at Cass County and, you know, Burley County and up there in McKenzie County and here's what I saw and I'd like to tell somebody about it. These people are getting death threats for standing up for voter integrity. Death threats. Listen to this. Matt Hall, legislator from Michigan, questioning one of the eyewitnesses who's an IT executive.
Perhaps. Why is it that more people, and I know we have a couple here today, but why is it that we're not having more people come forward? I mean, it seems like if there was widespread fraud that, you know, we'd have dozens and dozens of people.
I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. My life has been destroyed. My life has been completely destroyed because of this. I've lost family. I've lost friends. I've been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I've had to move. I've had to change my phone number. I've had to get rid of social media. Nobody wants to come forward. They're getting threatened. Their lives are getting ruined. I can't even get an actual job anymore. I can't. Because Democrats like to ruin your lives. That's why.
All right. All right. Let's,
just like they do to Trump.
Let's move on to, Representative Steve Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So obviously these allegations are very troubling. This is my question here. If these ballots were run through multiple times, as you've alleged, and you said possibly up to 30,000 times, definitely thousands of times being counted, when we examine the poll book and see who voted, and we count those numbers,
yes,
would they then not line up with the total number of votes coming out of Detroit?
Just later. Later. The poll book is completely off. Completely off.
Off 30,000?
I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. That poll book? Why don't you look at the registered voters on there? How many registered voters are on there? Do you even know the answer to that?
Well, no, I guess I'm trying to get to the bottom
zero.
Of this here.
Zero. There's zero.
So my question then is if the...
Guess how many... Wait. What about the turnout rate? 120%?
Isn't this great?
I love her.
What's funny is that Rudy Giuliani is reaching over to her now, like, let him talk.
Yeah.
It's the guy trying to ask the question. I love it, though. She doesn't care.
No.
She's standing up for freedom. She's not about the protocol and all, you know, nicey-nicey and the, you know, madam this and sir that and, you know, just give me the facts. Shannon Minot, give me your take on all of this. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, after all the cheating and vote tampering and voter fraud they've done to me so far, do you really think they're going to let two more seats stop them from having all the government in Washington? I don't think it's going to stop them at all. They're going to keep on cheating just as much down there, if not more, so making sure they win them.
Well, I think you have a good radar on what they would attempt to do. Here's my question, John. One, when there's only one place you're voting, rather than 50 states and, you know, all that comes with that, you can get your arms around that a little bit better. So I wish prior to this last election, we just said, we know what's going to happen. Let's get 10 people at every poll place. You know, you could easily find that from the Trump army of people that would volunteer and would be there. So more of this would have come out sooner. You could have stopped it while it happened or had legal injunctions or whatever. So part of me would say you it's a lot harder to cheat when there's only one place you're voting. So you watch it. But where that goes away is these stupid machines that they said were not connected to the Internet but are connected to the Internet. And as Lynn Wood said, are made in China. So that's why what they're doing right now is they're saying you can't use these machines or we can't have a vote. They're agreeing with you. They're saying you can't have an election, and the governor's digging his heels in and saying, it's fine. It's fine.
They're going to have to have at least two vote counters, two vote watchers, poll watchers for every vote counter. And be away with the machines.
So two people watching for every person voting, is that what you're saying?
For every person counting.
Oh, every person counting. I got it. Yeah. But I hear you. I think that's why they're stirring the pot right now about saying, you know what? If you don't make the change, we suggest people don't go out and vote. Don't participate in it.
And then they will have it. That's what they want.
Well, that's what I worry about, because then they win. And this is too important. These Senate seats have to remain in Republican hands.
Then the problem you have, though, I mean, again, this kid was on with Hannity, who literally got escorted for asking the questions because the COVID thing kept coming up. And he's like, that's not part of the procedure yet. Nope, got to go. You can't be. And next thing you know, police are escorting him out. I've got the audio from him.
Sean, thanks for the call. Jim in Fargo, you're next. We'll continue with more What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for a reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Kevin is playing to the refs now. He knows that Andy Williams is my favorite song.
I love that. That's one of my favorites.
I like the traditional stuff. Burl Ives. Is
oh, yeah.
One.
Yep.
I love Burl Ives.
Sleigh Ride by Mathis.
Yeah, good one. Oh, Johnny Mathis is great.
Oh, yeah. Jose, yeah. The Fleece.
You guys telling me Dokken isn't like traditional
no.
Christmas
oh, thank
music?
You. No, thank it's been you. Rejected.
Yeah, in fact,
rejected,
somebody...
Rejected by who?
That sounds like peanuts. That's okay. This is going to go
give it a second.
Weird fast here. Yeah.
Just wait for it. Be patient.
Wait for it. I see. All right. Well, not bad. Not bad. Not my first pick.
Rockin' with Dockin', man.
There you go. Texas says the first Christmas bumper songs should be Twisted Sister or Dominic the Donkey. I mean, like,
no.
We're gonna stick a little more traditional here.
You're killing me, Smalls.
That's right. Jim the Flagpole guy's in the house, and then Jim from Fargo on the phone here coming up in a bit, and we have more of the rally in Georgia for you today, plus Project Veritas coming up. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Hello again. Hello again. Hello, everybody. What a great day.
How's the road? You having a good time on the road?
Well, I am on the road, and I'm out servicing flagpoles, and I'm catching up on loose ends. We've had such a busy fall with installations. Just thank you to all the great people out there. And, well, I'm in Fargo, and we're headed back towards Williston here, and anybody needs a flagpole serviced or looked at between here and Williston, here I am.
That's right. Now's the time to call, folks. Jim the Flagpole Guy, 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG. I want folks to know that Jim is one of my favorite stories about a connection between this audience and how wonderful and patriotic and God-fearing and freedom-loving they are, and you. Because somebody called one day and said, I want to buy a flag, but I'm not going to buy a Chinese-made flag. I want a U.S.-made flag. And I said, I don't know. I would think they'd be out there. You called. You said, you know, hey, do some construction work, and we put up flagpoles. Here's what we use. It's American-made. And all of a sudden, that led to one call after another from potential customers, and now it's your business.
It sure is.
I love it.
It's been overwhelming. I never would have expected it to turn out the way it is. And with that, it's brought, you know, your normal growing pains. And we're finding solutions for all that. Next year should be a banner year.
That's fantastic. Now, I want folks to think about Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a good suggestion? I mean, you could, I suppose, give somebody a certificate that says, look, you know, flagpole for the farm, you know, whatever. Is there a particular thing you suggest to really work well for Christmas gifts of a flagpole?
Well, flagpole is a great gift, you know, and this year, not only do we have our normal flagpoles, they come in sizes from 15 foot to 100, but we also have the farm attached flagpoles. If you have a farmer and they like to fly the flags on their implements, we do that as
farm
well.
Farm attached flagpole. Now you have a new way to connect those that allows for a larger flag. Is that right? So you can get what's the ones we saw at Big Iron, for instance? What size were those? Was that banner size?
Yeah, they were 3x5s.
Okay. And this new attachment is a different size?
I think maybe that one was a 2x3. You can install a 2x3 or a 3x5 flag on them.
Those are your choices. Okay.
Yes.
And again, on any machinery.
Yes.
And easy to install, and you call 701-571-FLAG, and the Jim sends them out. So, you know, the kids all want to go together and say, let's put a flag attached pole on all the farm machinery for mom and dad. You know, one call and on the way it goes. So I think that's a great Christmas gift.
Yes.
And the thing is, you really aren't selling flags. You aren't really selling the fabric, the flag, the actual pole. You do all that. You install all that. You do it better than anybody else. You light them up. But you're about what it stands for, right?
Correct. Yes.
That's why you do this.
Mm-hmm. And, again, I said it before, when that flag first goes up, it's not about a stick in the ground and a piece of fabric. It's about what that symbol means to them, and when they just light up when they first see it go up, you know, and the neighbors stop by, and there's Megan from Williston. She installed her, we installed her flagpole like at 2 o'clock, and by like 5 o'clock she had 7 people text her how beautiful it looked and what a great addition to the neighborhood. And you know, speaking of Christmas, you know what we're doing, we've done this for a few years now, is if you're interested in purchasing a flagpole for somebody, we make a little box for Christmas, and they can put it under the tree. And in there is a flag and some memorabilia, you know, some patriotic-type gadgetry, if you will.
Sounds good. Sounds good, but perfect for, like, a military family.
Yes.
Veterans in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice way to go. So another Christmas gift-giving idea. I love it. ndflagpoleguy.com is the website. You find these items on the website, ndflagpoleguy.com, or you call Jim the Flagpole Guy, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. When you're out and about, are folks talking about getting the vote right here?
Yeah, everybody has the same response. It's like, we're praying, we're hoping, boy, we're worried, you know, but we're praying, and it's consistent. We're, you know, it just doesn't seem right, you know, because we've all grown up with this this tradition of everybody acting on their fast and everything, and for the last 12 years, we've been kind of shaken up, and everybody's kind of stretched, and but they're hopeful and they're prayerful.
Boy, what's some good advice that is from Jim the Flagpole Guy. Praying about it.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.